With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Beauty Bar, where we tend to beautiful people just like you. We're your hosts,
Joan
and Stephanie. And we want to make sure that you're not only treating your face, but most importantly, yourself right.
And today we have a special guest. Welcome to the bar, fellow European.
Ayo!
And YouTube self-care enthusiast, Cecil.
Yay! Hello, everyone. I'm Cecil. Thank you so much for letting me be here.
Of course. Thank you for coming.
Oh, wow. I can't wait. This is totally in for my realm here. So
oh, really?
I'm going to bamble along for like hours.
We love that. That's what this is all about. If there's anything skincare related that you want us to discuss in future episodes, let us know on our socials at The Dive Studios.
Be sure to follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're getting your podcasts.
And please leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts so more people can know about our show and get these insider tips. How are you, Cecil?
I'm so good. Thank you for asking. It's been like I met you like more than a year ago now. So
has it been over a year since we had brunch?
I don't entirely remember. I just remember that you taught me how to do my Instagram. And my Instagram has been looking good for over a year now.
It has been looking very good. I do check up. Oh, yeah. I remember. I forgot
about that. Yeah, my
I was like, this is how you do this.
Yeah. Damn, Joan knows everybody. No, you're like Pinyol.
Yeah.
Well, but other than that, I've been really great. I'm in the middle of,
moving.
I'm actually to the end of a move now. I moved to a new apartment with my boyfriend for like a few days ago.
Ooh.
So I just landed down and now I'm ready to like go out and do this podcast. So
yeah, Cecil
timing.
Actually moves like every year on YouTube. Always moving on her channel.
Yeah. No, I've been here for 2.5 years in Korea and I've moved. This is my fourth time.
Wow.
Do contracts allow that?
Well, if you just find another tenant, it'll be fine.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Oh but gosh. I'm a person who gets very bored of my surroundings very quickly.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, my situation change. I get more jobs and such. And then I'm like, I can afford a little bit better. Can I not? And then you move up. So, but now I feel like I can at least live here for a few years.
Okay, at least, she says. Yeah.
I said that last year too.
But no, but seriously, she's moving all the time.
Yeah.
Her channel is… Moving in Korea.
Yeah, moving in Korea. It gets a lot of views.
Yeah, and she's so good with interior design. So I feel like her home always looks so cozy. I love watching your videos.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I always like watching your stuff.
I love a good cozy home. My house looks like a West Elm showroom. Because I love West Elm.
That's great.
I've been on the other side of kind of what you do. I've been a model working four brands, but you actually run your own brand.
Yeah.
How did that happen? How did you get to Korea?
Well, my brand that I own myself kind of came along a few years after moving to Korea. But I came here in 2018 and I am on like a YouTube contract actually.
Oh,
so
wow.
I did YouTube back in Denmark and then I had like content about Korea and such. And then I was contacted by… Daya TV, as Joan is also with.
That's how we met, though.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. With a job from them. Yeah. And I was with them for a few years before coming here. And so I was back in Denmark. And then I came here. I wanted some kind of different change. And they said it would be a good opportunity to go full-time on YouTube and such. So that's kind of how I came here. And since then, I've just been like making videos and such. And I feel like there comes like a time in any YouTuber, in any job really, like a time where you think, okay, I'm kind of ready for something new and something more. Mm-hmm. And so I started dreaming about like creating my own brand. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I started out as a makeup channel and I just like, that fell off pretty quickly on me. I was more interested in actually doing skincare because I would say I went through a little bit of like a spiritual and like mindful awakening.
Oh,
like,
yeah, the trip you went on, right?
Yeah. Oh, where did you go?
Bali. And it was like, I feel I like Bali. I had my whole like white girl hippie experience, and it kind of transformed me a little bit. So I was like, you know what? I want to create something that helps people feel comfortable in themselves and can connect with them themselves and promote mindfulness and such. And how do I do that? And I also really want to start a business. So I like, I think I kind of manifested an investor. So see, now this hippie girl comes out. But I was thinking I really wanted to do something, and it cost a lot of money to create your own brand. So a few investors came along, and I just ended up connecting really with someone in Germany, actually. Because, you know, EU regulations for products and such are probably among the strictest. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was really great. So that's how my skincare brand, Sint Beauty, came along here.
So cute.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. So right now we have like a first product, which was the botanical relief oil. And then around 5 months later, we launched the lavender dream oil cleanser.
It smells really good.
Yeah. Lavender. I love it.
Yeah. That's actually the whole point of the brand. It's not only skincare, but it's also aromatherapy.
You're like right now.
And I just drip it on my face.
It's probably going to be a bit shiny.
I mean, your skin looks great.
Yeah.
Well, you're so glowy.
Thanks. Oh. Well, it has been a journey. I think like I started out with a lot of acne. Like I had, especially when I came to Korea, ton of acne when I was in school, a ton of acne. Mm. And my skin has always been very like unstable. Mm. So I think like it first started to help when I actually discovered oils. And that is how like I figured out this was definitely going to be my first product. I wanted to create an oil because oils would what like really helped me and got rid of my acne in general. Obviously, there's a lot of steps, but that's how you came along. Yeah,
that's so cool.
I fell in love.
So, how much are you involved in like the formula? Is it every like how was it like test trial and error? Like how did that all go about? It's just so interesting. Like that's so cool.
Yeah, there is a lot of testing, obviously, but since my whole production is in Germany. It's by like delivery, like post delivery, back and forth. So it takes a long while.
Consuming, huh?
Yeah, and so they usually like we create a few different things, then they send actually like several different samples over.
Wow!
I test it out for a while, come with corrections, and send it back. And so I'm involved in everything, but I don't have my hands on it. You know?
Oh. Yeah, because of the distance.
But our lab and me is like in contact, and we talk about everything. But coming into this, I knew exactly what I liked, so I knew what I wanted in it. And then at the end, it was just, you know, okay, then we have to talk with the chemist, because obviously I'm not a chemist. It's important for me to work together with one. We have to talk about, okay, so what oils and what products actually goes together and not, and what things can we include to make the consistency better and the scent better. So yeah, I also have some other like requirements, as is, you know, 100% vegan and cruelty free is very important to me. I want it to be as organic as possible. So we have like certified organic ingredients in these.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That's awesome.
I have two questions.
Yeah.
What does Sin Beauty mean? Oh. And two, do you have another product coming up soon?
Oh, yes. Oh, that's a very good question. Thanks for asking.
I'm curious.
Well, if we start with the name Sin Beauty, Scent is a mix between skin and mind.
Oh.
Because it has this aromatherapy effect, I want it to be something that can help you on more levels than just your skincare. So the aromatherapy in this one, the main ingredients is cedar wood for the scent, natural cedar wood oil. And that goes in and like de-stress you.
Definitely. Just breathing that in, it was already, I only want to put it on my face.
I want to know what it smells like.
Yeah.
On the back of my
it's
head.
A little strong, but you know, it's meant to have very tiny amount on your skin at a time. And then this one is obviously lavender. You usually use an oil cleanser before bed. So that's why that fit well. It's a very relaxing scent. But so that was the name, Skin and Mind. And also Sint in Danish actually means mind.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
it does?
I was like, this is a 2-in-1. Let's take
it.
Yeah. Yeah. But then regarding the next question, we do have like two products that we have in the working with right now. But the next product that's coming out is a toner.
Oh.
Because I want to start with the basics. And I feel like right now, I still am at the point where I want to, you know, put more products into this brand. Like if I only have these two products, I would use some other brand as well,
mm-hmm.
like toners or serums or whatever. But as soon as we have the toner here, I feel like this could be your entire skincare regime.
Ooh.
Because I do want to minimalize my routine a lot. And yeah, the toner is going to be really great.
Is it an oil toner?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I've never heard about that.
But there are some oil water toner. Okay, I'm totally messing that up. But there are some toners with nice oils inside it.
Oh, I actually
you shake
have
it
never
up
heard
before
about that.
You use it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it gives like a little bit more moisturizing. No, ours is entirely for the both like preparatory step, but also for an exfoliating step. So we will have some lactic acid in it, which is, you know, one of the most natural AHAs out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, you know, want something that can prep your skin perfectly for this really, really like dense oil that will give you a lot of nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice.
That's the
so
plan.
Great.
It's coming out hopefully
really
in like
exciting.
A month or two. Yeah.
You know, Joan, you also have experience of collabing or making your own product.
Not making, I collaborated.
Collab with the product. Can you, what was it again?
I mean, we started this thing where if Stephanie calls her fiance boyfriend, she has to take a shot. And if I have to say the name of my brand or I almost said it, an app that I frequently use, if I keep saying that, I have to take a shot. Because in the comments, people are like, take a shot next time, every time Joan says this or Stephanie says this. And we are at the beauty bar, so might as well, right? So my collaboration project.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit more about…
Working with them, they're so great at making products. They've collaborated or they help make products for Dr. Jart, Tony Moly, La Biote. So they started their own brand. They contacted me and basically kind of like you… You knew what products you wanted. Mm-hmm. You knew what ingredients you wanted. So I basically was a creative director for that product.
Mm.
And that's basically how the products came to life.
What was the name again?
What was the name again? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nugene.
Yeah.
Joan Day and Night Cream.
Thank you so much.
I have it at home.
Oh my gosh. I brought you
my
new one actually. So,
oh, yeah, really?
So I'll give it to you later.
Yeah, because I think the other one expired.
Oh, okay. Well, don't worry.
I
brought it for you.
Oh.
So, I mean, I feel like for you, it's a lot tougher though because she's so mad that I didn't say it.
I was really…
No shots.
Ooh, no, I'm trembling a little bit. I was like, oh, I gotta be careful not to say
it. Can I take the shot for you then?
Hell, sure.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I thought it was
Do we have shot glasses?
Here, they're washed.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow,
okay.
You guys are actually doing that.
Yeah, this is the first time we're drinking on…
Would you like to…
Of course it has to be me drinking. No, it's so typical that I come on something and then I end up drinking. I feel like everyone…
Yeah, you offered it to yourself.
Yeah, I was like, I'll take that shot.
God. I can't do soju though. You're going to have to pour the
whiskey.
I know.
Oh, you're going to make a soju brand, girl.
Oh yeah, I really want Joan Day Soju to sponsor me.
I want to make a beer brand.
That's my dream. Here, I came up with
whiskey.
The name. Thank you. Can't
we
believe
don't know
we're
the
doing
brands
it.
Of this.
On broad daylight, here we are.
I love
you know.
Soju and coffee.
Cheers. Let's just take
Cheers.
A sip. I'm going to take a sip.
It's only Wednesday once a week.
Oh, that's really.
Well, that was not as bad.
Damn, you drank it all. Okay.
Oh man.
Come on, European hero, the pride. Keep it.
Oh man. So what were we talking about?
Neogen collab.
Oh yeah.
Yes, but unlike you, you know how you're doing everything from ground zero by yourself, working, communicating with the chemists and whatnot. I don't really do that too much. Mm. I'm more of like, here's an idea. I think this will be cool. They give me products. I test it out. If I like it, I go with it. If I don't, I ask for certain tweaks and whatnot. Mm. And marketing, I usually am in charge of that. I'm like, oh, I want this person to try. I want this person to create a video for it. So things like that. So it's a little less intense compared to Sin Beauty. But I really respect you for doing this because there's so many skincare brands out in the market.
Yeah.
And I think it's so special because first off, the packaging is glass, more eco-friendly.
And this is recycled PET, so you can recycle it again.
Yeah. And it's clean beauty, vegan, which is all the craze on the internet right now. So I think I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Because when I first met you, this wasn't a thing when I first met you. So it's awesome.
So how long has it been since you started this process?
Oh, the process, it's actually been a year and a half, I think, now. Mm-hmm. And then this one was launched in 2020 in May. Mm-hmm. And then this one was launched on my birthday in September. Oh. So… Yeah.
So I definitely, I'll buy it. I'll support you.
Yeah. And I'll send you a…
No. I wanna buy.
Aww,
I'll support
you. Does it ship to Korea?
Thank you.
Does it ship?
No, but honestly… Okay, this is a weird thing about my collab. It's not available in Korea. You can't buy it in Korea. So that's why I was asking you. Because a lot of my Korean… my subscribers living in Korea, they can't buy the product. So I'm like working on trying to get it in stores or something. But right now it's only global.
Oh, that's such a shame.
Yeah. So you can buy this in Korea.
Yes. This is free international.
The two and… You guys are really trying right now.
Thank you, Diane.
The first launch is available at A-Lan. But the 2.0 with the refills are only online at certain sites. Yes. But Stephanie, you have lots of experience taking pictures with products. So please share about that.
Well, from modeling, I model for a lot of skincare brands or makeup brands. And there is definitely certain model techniques, I call them, that I always roll my eyes at, like on set. But does it look good? For example, the splashing the water in your face.
It looks so glamorous when Neutrogena does it. You do it, it's like, oh.
You know how much water you spill? There's just water around you on the floor. And you're just like throwing this water. Man. It's so uncomfortable.
And it's so hard to look cute in that scene.
And it's always cold water. And I'm like, yes, let me do that.
Oh, I didn't know it was always cold water.
Yes. Oh. It's never warm, even though they say it would be.
Oh.
So that's always quite… You know, and there's always… I guess this is more for like the viewers who are watching this YouTube video. It's, you know, the how you hold it and the always the… I love my skin.
Can we see an example?
Yes. So there's
I'll
a way…
screenshot the video when you
Oh my gosh, is this sponsored by Sin Beauty or what?
So for hand modeling, there is a certain way how you hold products for modeling, which is so you hold your index finger always at a slight point when you hold products when you model them.
Oh.
So you hold it like this.
Oh, that and then, good.
Like this. Am I doing
and
it right?
And your fingers apart.
Am I doing it right, guys?
So it's like very like elegant and I'm just like holding it barely.
It's like you gotta do one of…
It's like a technique to it.
Effortlessly.
Yeah. There is like… I did one… also a commercial for a soda brand. And they actually have an instructor on set that teaches you how to hold the soda bottle correctly while you're drinking and while you're holding it. There's like a whole thing to it, which is… Always thought it's super funny.
I feel like a lot of brands, when they want you to post a photo of the product, they screenshot a bunch of examples. Mm. And it's usually like this. But what would you do?
I hate those
You know,
so
like
much.
I hate these. Like no offense. Yeah. That's why I don't do them online. Like
I don't do it. I'm like, I can't do that.
It's like…
Aw.
Do you know what I mean?
It is more like
who uses products like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're very close.
Especially for influencers, that kind of post looks so like.
Yeah.
Like it looks like a photo shoot, you know? For influencers, it's supposed to look more like daily use kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's more
modeling
natural.
Modeling is more like, you know. I remember the water thing too. I had to do one with that, with the water. And then you were wearing makeup. So every time you did one take with splash, you had to fix the full makeup.
Yes.
And it took like 5 hours to get 2 seconds of
Yeah,
footage.
Even though they're like, yeah, natural. Like you're supposed to be bare-faced, but you're not. You wear makeup.
Always makeup.
Always. Always.
Like, I did my favorite one ever was shot in LA and it was for a sheet mask company. And they just had us in the weirdest scenarios wearing this damn sheet mask.
You have to wear makeup for the sheet mask?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like you have full on makeup underneath.
Wow.
And then my favorite thing was to take it off. And then they're like, look, it gets off all the dirt of your face. I'm like, that's my makeup. That's not from the sheet mask. And like we would be driving in a convertible and I have like this weird nose pack on my nose. And I'm just like enjoying the sun. Like, yes. Or we'd be playing volleyball on the beach and have like a face mask. I'm like, what is
I want to see this commercial.
No, yeah. Please
I want to recreate they gotta, it. Like, that would be
well,
fun.
They never hire me again. So no. No, it was just, it's just a little bit awkward sometimes. Mm. It's so unnatural, but it, I mean, this didn't even look right. But it's usually like if it's like good brands, they know what they're doing. It does look good. You know, they have like that smear on the face where you do the… There's like a way to it.
Yeah.
No.
So I do see a lot of content creators collaborating with brands. Mm. But what about celebrities? They have brands of their own. Mm. What do you guys think of when your favorite singer or actress or actor releases a skincare line or announces it? What do you guys think?
Oh, man. My first reaction is always probably not so good because it's a little bit of a negative reaction. Because I'm always thinking, you know, these people have already a very large fan base who would do anything for them. And so no matter what quality of products they put out there, they are going to sell a lot in the first round.
Right.
And so my first reaction is just, oh, are they doing this for money? I mean, obviously, you start a business for money. Yeah. It's a no-brainer. But, you know, sometimes the intention in my head, I'm doubting if it's for more in the money or if it's actually, you know, to help people's skin as well. But I'm trying to get rid of that because having a negative mindset in the first reaction is not that good. But it can't help but jump into your eyes, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it also depends if the celebrity has in the past mentioned that they're interested about skincare, if that's something they're passionate about, and if it kind of makes sense, or if it's just a random person who was just, you know, like you said, just hungry for some money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. So, for example, Rihanna, she has Fenty Beauty.
Can you tell us the story again?
Well, she came to Korea. I got to meet her. Woo! Taught her the hearts. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on. When Rihanna released Fenty Beauty. When Rihanna released Fenty Beauty, I think a lot of people were very excited about it because there was so many differences with her release. Like, for example, all those foundation shades. We didn't see much of that. So a lot of people were so excited. And because it's Rihanna, everyone… Love Rihanna, right? And then when she told me secretly that she's working on a skincare line, I was actually really excited because, like you said, she already put the information out there that she loves beauty, she loves skincare. She has great skin, by the way, and she smells really good, which is why her fragrance, her skincare products smell really strong, which is a negative thing that I see a lot on the internet. But I was actually really excited for Rihanna because I was curious about what she will bring to the market because Fenty Beauty was so successful. But then there are like some random celebrity like launches. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Really random. I'm like, I didn't know you had a skincare routine.
Yeah.
Exactly. So those kind of like, I'm curious. But I try to, you know, be more mindful and see what they come up with. Yeah, I think it's good to have lots of choices out there.
well, most of the popular ones or who got a lot of attention online was definitely Kylie Jenner's line. Mm. And according to their website, all the products are cruelty-free, vegan, gluten-free, paraben and sulfate-free.
Wait, I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that.
All I know about Kylie skin is the walnut scrub. That's all I know.
And people have problems with that.
Yeah.
One.
Mm. Oh my gosh, I almost said it.
I was
scrolling through an app and a lot of people are…
What app was it?
You stopped me. I was like, oh my gosh. I was scrolling and a lot of people are reviewing that scrub as something so harsh on the skin. I did not know that it's vegan, cruelty-free and so on. But that's cool. That's good to know. And the packaging is really pretty.
You know, honestly, these days I do have a little bit of an issue with brands who are not cruelty-free and vegan, at least. Because for me, like as also the business point of view, it's just a stupid decision not to make it vegan and cruelty-free, because everyone can buy those products, but you exclude a lot of people, especially a growing amount of people, if you don't make like products that's this, like cater to what people want. And the good thing about calling them that is that you're not excluding someone.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, I think that's a business-wise very smart of her. Mm-hmm. But Kylie Jenner, in my, like, at least from what I remember and know of her, is not someone who actively, openly advocates for the environment. So she might not have thought about it for a more business perspective. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it means the same thing. So I'm really, like, positively surprised about that.
Yeah.
But you're right. Yeah, it's not something you hear a lot.
But I feel like these days, because it's becoming such a controversial thing, if brands don't, if brands are not mindful, I am noticing that clean beauty is becoming huge in the Western beauty world. So yeah, I think that's great that she cares about all this.
No, her walnut face scrub product immediately caused uproar with the skincare community. They argue that the physical exfoliant will cause micro tears in the skin, possibly leading to long-term damage and sensitivity.
Yeah, but that's true. You know, like this is another like probably one of the worst decisions that she probably made with this product line. Just around this time was when all of these natural exfoliants, like the acids, AHA and BHA and PHA, was becoming really popular. So it would have been so wise for her to jump on that train instead of, you know, going with the traditional way. But the reason why she probably did this is because that feels better immediately after using.
Oh, yeah.
On instantly. Your skin, it like, feels better.
Right, right, right.
So the damages are usually not shown until you become old and wrinkly, you know?
Oh, my God. So true. Yeah. I am noticing that a lot of the new exfoliating products are more gentle now, which is like kind of like your cleanser.
Yeah, the new, your products.
Yeah, your toner.
This doesn't
that
have
you
any exfoliants.
About.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yes.
Okay.
So buy Scent Beauty on scentbeauty.com.
All right. Should she take a shot every time she mentions her brand?
Oh, didn't I come on here for this?
Well, I'm glad to catch.
I'm kidding. You are the guest.
Bottle over here.
All right. So shall we read another one? Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop skincare, The Love. Also actually organic. Her products are in compliance with the California Organic Product Act, which requires a product to be at least 70% organic. The products range in the percentage from the 80s up to even 99% organic. I haven't tried Goop skincare, but I love Super Goop skincare sunscreen.
Ooh. Oh, I haven't tried her products actually.
It's so good.
I've never tried anything from her, but I'm so in love with her. I'm also because she's another white hippie girl and I'm just in love with her. So I really want to try it. But the thing that threw me off was the prices.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay, that's the criticism that she is facing.
Really, really expensive.
It seems like it's for the Hollywood elites. I'm sure Gwyneth Paltrow wants a lot of people to try it. But it just seems that way for a lot of the consumers.
Because of the price.
Right. Mm. But it's slowly… I think they are slowly working on fixing that image. So we got to stay tuned for that, I guess.
Since you said you like the SPF products, I just had a question from my fellow European. How is it with, because growing up in Germany, we really never use sunscreen. How is it in Denmark?
I think we use a lot of sunscreen, but it's not really for the whole, you know, obviously people worry about, oh, but then I'm not going to get tan. Because that's the point
why thing,
people
right?
want to do it, right? But I think the amount of skin cancer that's actually in the north right now is just insane.
Oh, really?
So, like, a lot of people use it purely because they want to prevent skin cancer, especially like for people like me who are pale and has a lot of moles everywhere. Really dangerous. Yeah. Yeah. So thankfully, I grew up actually wearing SPF a lot.
Oh, cool. I never did.
I didn't in LA. So the sun is always shining in LA.
Jessica Alba's Honest Beauty. The brand actually has a public no list, as in all the ingredients that they do not put in their products for reasons, with organized categories explaining how the chemical or material is damaging depending on how it be applied. Have you guys tried or heard about her?
I have heard about her, Honest Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a controversy that I saw all over the internet.
A specific app, maybe?
It was about SPF not actually being natural. Actually, it's not natural. So, I mean, I think it was settled. But I did notice that because there was so much criticism on that. How would you call it? Scandal?
Yeah.
Issue?
Issue. But I love Jessica Alba.
That movie, Honey, hello.
And
love
the
that
Marvel movie.
Movie.
Fantastic Four. The old OG one. Yeah, it is Marvel. Her kids use the products on the socials.
You can say it.
Wow, I didn't realize how much I think about this app. Like, all my ideas and information comes from there.
Well, you should tell them if they want to sponsor, you know. You should say their name.
All right. Do your research, because this is just our opinions. And there are so many resources that you can check out. Because if you are interested in that Honest Beauty product or the Goop product or Fenty Skin, it might be great for your skin. So I would say you should do your research and test it out.
Definitely. Because it can be very enticing having a celebrity associated with that, especially if you're fond of that certain celebrity. But still, I mean, they all have really great plus points, but also minus points. So I would take a little bit of a deeper dive into it.
Exactly. I would say, like, also be mindful of the whole organic thing, because if someone says that they're organic, the products, in a lot of regulations only can say like, oh, you're allowed to say it's organic when only 30% of the ingredients are organic.
Yeah.
So in order for that, all of the different organizations as well, as we see here with Gwyneth Paltrow, they use the Californian Organic Product Act, mm-hmm. which has a more stricter regulations. It also depends for countries what the regulations are. So yes. I think like you have to go in and actually do your research with the ingredients if that is something that matters a lot to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
research.
And when in doubt, you can always buy Scent Beauty.
Exactly, because we are 99% certified organic and 89% certified organic.
Wow. Let's get into some listener questions from Discord. Jay Wong is asking, what are your thoughts about beauty face rollers? Jade rollers, JD rollers, etc. Do you own them? Have they been effective for you?
I've never used one in my life.
I don't use these. I have tools that I use to massage my mm-hmm. face, but I haven't done the rollers or the micro… Oh, what is that word? You know the one with the… Like,
oh,
spikes?
The derma roller.
Yeah, I haven't done those.
That one sounds scary.
Yeah. I'm too scared to try it.
Oh, I've actually used that. Because I used to have like on my forehead a ton of acne scars. Oh. And I do think it helped. Like I don't see a lot. I have a little bit left, but…
If you look at Cecil's skin… I can't believe you had acne.
Really?
Yeah. Your skin is so glowy.
Well, right now it's a little red because of that soldier's shot. But,
yeah. Do you get red?
I'm on like medicine right now. I think that's
Oh my God.
It's shot.
Why are we giving you alcohol?
It's okay. It's shot. But yeah, no, I had so much acne.
Yeah,
it's insane.
I can't believe it.
I actually have a jade roller.
Oh, cool.
I just really like it. I put it in the fridge and then…
Oh, for swelling and such in the
morning? Yeah, in the morning, especially around my eyes. I mean, I do also have an eye cooling mask. It's like a gel eye cooling mask that I put on in the morning on my eyes because I get really swollen eyes and dark circles. So that's great. But the jade roller, especially if you have a sheet mask on, you just roll it over there. Ooh. It's so nice.
Oh. That's interesting. My concern has always been like, I don't want to press in any like whiteheads that I have. So I think that's why I've never like actually done much of the whole pressing to the skin. Yeah.
I don't really have much to say because I'm not a beauty face roller gal. but I do like my porcelain tools and I like to massage my chin and my eyebrows. I think it works.
Yeah.
That's what my dermatologist told me. so I'm just following
it's so comfortable like on the jaw.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
just
good.
Like put it down. Yeah. So good. Tonight. I'm going to massage my face tonight. Yes. Yeah. Sorry if that didn't really answer your question. But Stephanie really likes it when she's doing her face mask.
It feels nice. It feels like you're actually getting product in there.
Good. All right. All mangoes do is tango.
Nice name.
Says, for you guys, what does beauty really mean? And do you think you have that beauty standard that you set for yourself? That's deep.
Damn. I just did a podcast episode about this on my own podcast.
Oh.
I really hate the word beauty standard because that means that you have a standard and it's someone made the cut, someone didn't. Mm-hmm. So I hate that word in general. I think it's just, for me, beauty is… it sounds so cheesy, but it's what's inside of you.
That's really true. I do believe that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, beauty is all up to yourself. There's all of these talks about, you know, the beauty and the beauty standards are defined by society. But people forget that we are the society and we have to actively go out and promote something different and support people who fit outside of that box or whatever. And also define yourself via some other things than the traditional old school standards. So I think it's a very like personal thing. And yeah, just look inside. For me, that's what I think is you have to do.
Because it really affects, I feel like, your personality. I've been watching Love Island on Netflix.
Me too.
And they're all physically super hot people. And then through the show, you get to know them and they become so ugly to me.
Yeah.
In a sense, because they're just such shitty people. Yeah. Some of them.
Do you watch the Australian one?
I'm in the middle of the Australian one right now.
Oh my God.
Do I need to watch
really
this show?
I'm like, you're…
It only gets worse.
Like, you're so beautiful, but you're such a bee. I'm not going to say the word. Like, that just makes somebody… Somebody has somebody who's physically so beautiful in a sense and then has such a bad personality. It's just such a turnoff for me. I just cannot stand like mean like anybody. I'm just like, no.
Yeah. I agree with you. And also if you feel kind to yourself, your other people around you, and if you feel joyful, I feel like that reflects beauty in you. Like if it shows confidence. It shows that you're happy. I think that is like true beauty.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Happiness.
Like, I mean, it's tough being nice to yourself. I feel like that's a whole, you know, from my experience from modeling, I was so hard on myself, like so often, because always comparing yourself and feeling insecure. And it was really tough when I lived in LA because I'm like, oh, why didn't I get that job? It's not because my skill wasn't good enough. It's purely based on your appearance. And that really messes with your mind sometimes that you only get evaluated by your looks. And that's definitely also unhealthy. And I think it's so much more important to look into how that person is and their personality.
Exactly. And I mean, it's not just how you talk to yourself. It's a lot also to do with how you react to others because beauty standards and all of this has also come with a lot of pretty privilege to people. And we just have to get rid of that and define beauty elsewhere. Yeah. So important.
Happy
Thank you so much for coming on our show. It was so fun.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Where can people find you? Can they find out more about you?
Yes. Well, they can follow me on YouTube, which is just Sissel, S-I-S-S-E-L. And then my Instagram is at Sissel_AB.
And it's very aesthetic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Joan, for that. And yeah, obviously you can buy my products at sintbeauty.com or follow them on Instagram at sintbeauty. I think that was all.
All right. And if you wish to stay updated on our show, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Full episodes will be up on youtube.com/divepods.
Also, please join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thedivestudios for exclusive content and ad-free listening from The Dive Studios Network.
Once again, subscribe and rate us a 5-star so more people can learn about our show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Men deserve toys, too. Manly toys. With Goat Guns, we turned historical firearms into accurate miniature gun models. They are 1/3 the scale and less than 1/10 the cost. Our die-cast metal models come with intricate working parts so you have something to fidget around with during those work calls. Have a little fun and start your gun model collection today at GoatGuns.com.